With all the endless rain that we have had, it's hard to get out in nature. Today, Jane Andrews shares how nature can be as close as your living room window. This is A Walk in the Park.
We never know what we are going to see glancing out a window. Growing up in a high-rise apartment in Manhattan, yes, we had a view. A view of buildings and rooftops, smokestacks and water towers. We were hard-pressed to find any nature out there at all. Today at our lakefront property, there is always nature happening to be observed. And sometimes it's not what we expect. There, down on the dock, perched on our swing, was a beautiful Cooper's hawk waiting for his breakfast to wander about. The ducks stayed a safe distance in the water, confident that the hawk would leave them alone. The hawk was more interested in birds, bunnies, squirrels that wouldn't know that he was there. As if on cue, a young squirrel pranced into view of the hawk, and the ducks all began to chatter. All I could think of was that I was about to witness nature's circle of life right in front of me. The hawk then swiveled his neck to get a better focus on his target, and down he flew like a missile. He then chased the scurrying squirrel from the air faster than I could keep up with, like a special forces helicopter cornering a target. Somehow the squirrel kept getting away, and the hawk stood on the ground looking as if he was noting his errors. Then perhaps in an effort to leave the area, the squirrel found himself not 2 feet facing the hawk. I thought that was it. That squirrel just presented himself on a platter to that hawk. An easy meal for the taking. But that didn't happen. They just stared at each other for the longest time, frozen in a wildlife game of chicken. Neither of them moved until suddenly the squirrel puffed up his chest and stood on his hind feet. To my surprise, the hawk suddenly flew away. Did that squirrel just out-dominate the hawk? The only explanation that I could come up with is that the hawk, as skilled a flyer as he was inexperienced, a juvenile, not familiar with confrontation. Nature outside the window always has something to offer, even if it means staying in out of the rain.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.